Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Jimi Hendrix bringing us back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take our poll question, which is right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. And lots of other things there. Articles, archives, the Brain Trust, the knowledge base, you name it. We got something. If it's small business, we got something that will help you. Larry Robertson is with us, folks. He's a member of our Brain Trust, the author of A Deliberate Pause, Entrepreneurship and Its Moment in Human Progress, and it's Robertson with a T. Larry, tell us how we can find you online.
You can find me at adeliberatepause.com.
And you can find out the book and more about you as well, right?
Correct.
Things that you do. Lighthouse Consulting is your company.
Yep.
Larry, you know, as you know, the audience probably doesn't remember. You allowed me to peek at your book before it came out, and
I did.
And so I've been thinking about your deliberate pause idea for a long time, but I think maybe just today it's kind of just in our previous segment it's just really kind of hit me the power of this thing. I mean, I knew it was important because I've done it myself, but I don't think I'd ever thought about the idea of completely denuding yourself of an agenda when you go into a pause and just completely saying, okay, I'm going into this room where I'm going into the pause room and I'm going in without any preconceived notions and see what I find there. And I think if we do that for the decisions that we have to make in our business, we'll probably make better decisions. What do you think?
It is so incredibly powerful, Jim. I feel like I'm speaking, as always, to everyone who listens to you as I speak to you. But think about what most of us are doing every day. We're fighting to survive.
Yeah.
We want to keep ahead of the game, keep ahead of our competitors, keep alive in a market like this. But what's interesting is we don't just want to survive. We want to sustain and we want to thrive. And
right.
So what you have to do is not just take care of business now. You've got to lead ahead of yourself. You've got to be thinking about what would I do next if I had the time and the space to do it. Where would I go after this victory? Or where am I going to go after I solve this problem? And we all know we should do that, but most of us don't do it. And so the whole concept of this pause is I looked across hundreds of entrepreneurs, hundreds of conversations, and this was the one common thread among them that contributed most to their success, is that they'd figured out a way to do, as you said, to go into that pause room. And the interesting thing is I know what it can be like to be a listener out there and hearing, oh, my gosh, I really have to do it exactly the way Jim said. I've got to create this time and this space and maybe even a room to go into.
No.
That's not true. I found people found their pauses in the most unique ways, and they always fit them. One of my favorite examples is Richard Tate, one of the creators of Cranium. You remember those board games they used to sell in Starbucks?
Yeah.
Well, Richard Tate brought back the whole board game market. And Richard's deliberate pause is that every day he goes out for lunch and he walks. And he walks a new path. It might be one he did, you know, a couple of weeks ago, but he walks a new direction day to day, and he always makes sure to stop and talk to somebody he doesn't know, even if it's just to say hello.
Interesting.
And he said, you know, I don't always get something out of the conversation, but when I come back to the office, everything looks different.
Right.
That's his pause. It's simple.
Well, it ruffles up his world a little bit, you know.
And absolutely.
It kind of freshens up things a little bit, and yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And folks, here's an example of why you might consider doing this. If you're business is not performing the way you think it should, if your sales aren't coming in, if your not profitability is not where it should be, if your customers aren't exactly, you know, running all over you, if you've got issues with keeping employees, if you have management problems, you know, whatever it might be, this deliberate pause thing that Larry's talking about could work. And you know, I've done it over the years, Larry, without realizing I was doing it. And I stop and frankly, you know, I'll say a little prayer. And for me, that's probably was the early forms, and it was just me sort of centering myself and especially it was always when I didn't have the answers.
Yeah.
When I realized that I'd run out of rope for myself, and I said, you know, this is bigger than me. What am I going to do? And so I'd try to center myself, and oftentimes I would, you know, I'd say a little prayer.
And the two keys, Jim, and I think this is kind of a nice way to wrap it, are you did it in a way that worked for you, and you did it. Mm-hmm. And those are the two things that most of us fail to do, is that, one, we think we have to do it as others do it, and two, we never get around to doing it for that very reason, because we think it's going to be too tough to start.
And you know, Larry, if you do this enough, you'll wind up discovering things, and to the point where eventually you'll get excited about doing it because you can't wait to find out what you learn.
And it's that excitement that carries you through the challenging times as well as the tangible.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Things that seemed like challenges going into a deliberate pause could turn out to be opportunities on the other side. That's pretty exciting. Adeliberatepause.com, right, Larry?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's the book, too. Larry Robertson with a T in the middle. Hey, Larry, thanks for being here. Good job today. Let's get you back again real soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim. All the best.
Larry Robertson, folks. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.